of a happy man. The United States Declaration of Independence proclaimed that God has endowed all men with the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But sadly, the pursuit of happiness is the fruitless quest of far too many of us. We are seeking and trying and looking and trying and working and trying to find happiness. And it's already there. We squander our precious time and resources, making poor choices and often ruining our lives and others' lives searching for the treasure of happiness. In all, help me, Holy Ghost, the wrong places. Let me get a time out right here. And let me date myself. I was intending to do this when I was over here the last time. Is there anybody here from Century that knows, remember Herb Borgen? I just want you to know I'm dating myself. Did anybody in here play at Carver High School basketball? When it was all black? Don't be afraid to raise your hand over in the corner, brother. I see you. Alright. Okay, I'm just trying. Alright. Well, okay, we fix it. Start playing again. The Holy Scripture. Now y'all see how we felt when y'all were singing them songs. And you got there and you just kept singing and you kept singing and we were here. They could stand up and preach to you. Because when the Holy Spirit resides and tabernacles within you, you don't have to be on program. Because I tell them at Macedonia, 603 MLK in the middle of the hood, wherever you see something that's in order of auto service, look in between what's written. Everywhere there's something written in between, there's some spaces. And you know who that's for, don't you? It's for him. When he gets ready to come, he'll come. The Holy Scripture is central to all worship. That's why there's worship in songs. That's why most of us, if not all of us, relate more to songs than we do the Word of God. All of us that preach this Word of God, we can't have an ego.
That's right.
Because if we had an ego, when somebody stand up and sing like y'all been singing, we wouldn't preach. Because you got a lot more amens and standing ups than I'm gonna get. But I tell you what, I'm not preaching for you. I'm preaching for God. There's one spectator in this service, and that's God. You are, and I are supposed to be participants. We are participating. You're not sitting in the stand watching me play. You're on the court playing with me. Help the Holy Ghost. So we gonna do this, and we've already done it because God has seen fit for us to be here at this time. And we are here because of the glorious plan of God. Before time began, God had seen all of us being here at this time. Because with God, there is no yesterday or tomorrow. It's now. Because somewhere in the Word it said, now is the time. Not after a while, now. So if you don't worship Him now, you're missing your chance. That's why we need the songs that we sing, because we have a tendency to relate more to them than we do the Scripture. And you do know that the Scripture can be put to music. The same notes that Bobby Blue Bland played, that brother playing them over there on that keyboard. The notes don't change. You change. I change. The situation changed. God's picture of a happy man. We're going to get to this picture, but we got to get the frame around it. If you don't put a frame on a picture, the picture will go out. Every life that's in here is in a frame. You can't go outside of your frame. You might well go a long ways and think you outside of your frame, but you'll hit something and it'll stop you. That's your frame. There's something, if you a child of God, there's some things you just, excuse my grammar, you just ain't gonna do. Because it's outside of your frame. They tell the story of a man, I tell stories, y'all. The stories of a man that used to run in the joints and he got saved. And so then something happened to him in his family, and he wanted to go back to what he was used to. He went back to the joints, and they were leaning on the counter, and they were drinking, and one of the other guys started cussing. He wasn't cursing, he was cussing. And then you do know there's a difference. He was cussing. And the other brother that was saved just stood there and looked at him, and he used God's name in vain, and the other brother just looked at him and backed up from him. He said, "What you mean? What you backing up for?" He said, "Look ahead." He said, "I may be drunk. I may be drinking. But there's some things I just ain't gonna do." See, no matter how far you get from God, there's still some God in you. There's some things you just ain't gonna do. The picture of a happy man. Only if we chose the path of righteousness can we have an audience with God. If you don't choose the right path, you can't stand in the presence of God. Only if we truly meditate on his word can we fully understand the way of God and worship him. And don't miss these last two words, in truth.
All right.
You can worship him and be lying. Because if your heart's not fixed, if you have not had a heart transplant, if you've had a heart transplant, then you will worship him in spirit and in truth. You won't stay outside of that. Anyone can be inspired and comforted by reading the psalm. But we can only experience an intimate relationship with him if we love him and obey him and his life-giving instructions. If I was going to do this the way that I had started to do it, the way I was going to do it, I would give you some points. I'm a pointed and a noted preacher. But I can't do that right now, because I don't want to give you any points, because I want you to think of the whole thing. This song teaches us how to meet one of the most urgent needs of our lives. How to be happy and blessed. Blessed is the best synonym in the English language that the English language offered for the Hebrew word Esha, which is the word for happy. Yet, happy falls short of being the correct expression for all that is contained within the word, within the true meaning of the word blessed. Being blessed means having joy.
Yes.
Having contentment.
Yes.
And this one here, a lot of us miss having peace. Satisfaction, fulfillment, protection, calmness, assurance, and provision, and prosperity. Yes. Blessed has all of those included in it. And we just look for just to be happy. Blessed is both an inward expression and an outward expression. We enjoy the happiness of our spirit and also in our relationship with others. If you don't have peace of God, you can't have peace with your brothers and your sisters. You cannot have it. You have to have the peace of God then you can have peace with God. You have to have the peace of God first. God has to give you something. And when he gives it to you, then you let it abide. You let it tabernacle within you. And then when it tabernacles within you, then you begin to get to have peace with God. And then God allows his peace to rule and reign in your life. Right. And everywhere you go, peace just seems to follow you, just like you shout. God's a good God, and when we want to become just like God has intended us to be, everything will be all right. God tells us in this psalm to stay out of the counsel of the ungodly. God's blessing will be on us when we do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Walk is one of the most frequent and translated words, and is translated as go. Sometimes we think because we have the name Missionary Baptist Church, but sometimes instead of being missionary, I think we want to be stationary. We want to stay in one place all the time and don't want to go anywhere. Don't want to do mission work. Don't want to go out and tell somebody about the grace of God. You got to go. You can't stay in these walls. If you stay in these walls, you will not grow. The church did not stay in the walls. In the book of Acts, it was in Jerusalem. But then Paul, God did something. Thank you, Holy Ghost. God did something. He sent a man by the name of Saul, who he later called Paul, and he became a thorn in the side of the church. And then Paul scattered them. He got it in. He started hitting them upside the head, dragging them out, killing them, taking them before the church. And then they all scattered. They left and went everywhere else. And it's one thing about it. You can leave physically from where you are, but if you allow God to come and tabernacle with inside of you, wherever you go, God goes. And some of them left Jerusalem and they went to Antioch. And when they got to Antioch, they start teaching the word. When you teach the word of God, you don't have to worry about them coming. Minister Pastor Allen, if you stay here at St. Luke and preach this word of God, you don't have to worry about who's going to come and who's going to go. If you preach the word of God, they're going to demonstrate the word of God. Jesus said in John, if I be lifted up, I will draw them all unto me. And if you preach Jesus and leave the rest of it to him, everything will be all right. You got to have a picture of a happy man. Don't sit in the seat of the scoffer. You don't listen to them. They gonna talk. Everybody know what you ought to do. Everybody know how to be a pastor, but they have not been a pastor. In order to know how to be one, you got to have already been one. I tell my deacons, I believe I could be a good deacon, but I've never been a deacon, so I don't know. But I know how to be a child of God. And wherever God calls me, that's what I'll be. You got to understand, you got to go somewhere. You got to leave from where you are. When you became a member of the church, you didn't stay in your seat in order to give the preacher your hand. You had to leave from where you were. That's what God calls us to do in our sinful state. He says, come ye unto me, all ye that are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest if you stay where you are spiritually. You won't ever come. And that's what some of us want to do. Help me, Holy Ghost. Some of us want one foot in the world and one in the church. If you like, we want to do. But I tell you, a happy man is a man that walks with God and not with anybody else. No matter what anybody else say, you have the counsel of God. See, this is the best counsel you can get right here. Out of the word of God, it will counsel you. It doesn't mean he'll give you advice. And the advice that God give you will be good. Sometimes the world try to fix God's word just like they want it. It's ungodly. You can't put what's that stuff y'all put in bread to make it rise? Yeah. Not take much, just a little bit. You can put a little yeast, they tell me, in a whole bottle of flour, and it'll make the whole thing rise. That's why, Pastor, if you preach this word, you don't have to worry. Just preach the word. Just preach the word. And a little yeast.
motivated. That the world does not want us around. They want to put you in isolation. But you can't put me there alone. Because there's one thing about me. I don't know how God does it, but he does it. I don't know how a black cow. With their sinful ways. Ways are the path that we choose to travel according to scripture. There are only two ways. Yeah. God's way and the devil's way. You got to decide which way you're going to travel. With God or with the devil. You have to decide where you gonna spend eternity. And there is no such thing, and I know I've given this illustration too about where you can decide which place you wanna go after you die. That's just an illustration to let you know that hell is bad. It's a one-way ticket. You purchase the ticket while you are down here living. And if you are serious with God, you can purchase your ticket and you can have your ticket while you're here. The devil will try to get you to give up your ticket. I'm glad you asked. I heard you. How could he do that? By flashing your sin in front of you and allowing you to see your sin. And we always remember how good our sin felt. How much we enjoyed our sin. Don't look at me funny. You had yours too. And it looked good to you. And he always shows you that, but he doesn't show you the downside. Well, you know, we all home folks. Saturday night and I just got paid. Sunday morning, I'm holding on to that porcelain. I'm holding on to it with my head bowed in it. Just trying to throw up everything I got on the inside of me. He won't show you that. He just will show you how good you thought you felt. If he could get inside your head and feel that hammer just bumping against your skull the next morning, he won't show you that. Just show you how good you felt. That's not good counsel. That's the sinful ways of man. That's the way he wants you to go. But God says, a happy man walketh not in the counsel of them, nor sit in the seat of them. He doesn't walk in their sinful ways if he's a happy man. If we truly desire to be blessed by God, we do not stand in the sinful ways of the wicked. Much less travel with them. Travel with them. The way of a sinner is exactly the opposite of a blessed life. Those who live sinful lives do not know the lasting joy and satisfaction and contentment of living with God. The scornful mock everything that is holy. Some of your friends that you know, if they knew where you were this afternoon, they would pick at you tomorrow when you go to work. This is why a lot of our young people do not attend worship service, because they don't want to be ridiculed and mobbed by their friends. But we have to give them something to withhold them so they can stand on the word of God. Though continued rejection, they continue to reject the word of God. They become hardened towards sin and towards God. A scorner, a mob by their pride. They think they know everything. They think they have elevated themselves above God and others. They finally disobey God's commandment. The scorner portrayed here is sitting, and the picture of a scorner is arrogantly perched upon his self-appointed throne. He builds himself a throne, and he puts himself upon the throne, and he thinks that he has it all, and nobody else have anything to do with it. And he talks about you because you going out there to that church where all them hypocrites are. Well, if you know all of us are hypocrites, why don't you come and show us how to do it like God would have to do it? Because you have put yourself on your own throne. Nobody else place you on the throne, but you place yourself on the throne. Get yourself down from there and come and live like a man. Somebody said that everybody in the yesterdays of the world thought that the world was flat, but they hadn't read the Bible. It says God is sitting on the circle of the earth, meaning that it's round, and the circle is round because God said, let there be, and everything that God said came into effect. God exists to fulfill all the needs of those that want to be with him. God doesn't want anybody with him that does not want to be with him. Y'all have to excuse me right now. I got to put on my pastor hat right now. Pastor Allen, anybody that God don't bring to St. Luke ain't got no business in St. Luke. Everybody not supposed to be in St. Luke. If everybody was supposed to be in St. Luke, the church would be big enough to hold them. But since this is the size of it, those that God bring, God will keep them. Those that he does not bring, they will not stay. Everybody don't want to go to heaven. Some people want to go to hell. If they didn't want to go to hell, they wouldn't have been created. The devil got some people in this church. He got some in Macedonia. He got some in yours. He got some in yours. The devil will invade. You don't have to invite that rascal. He comes anyway. So therefore, you got to be ready for him. I'm glad you asked. I heard you when you asked. I'm a happy man. How can I be ready for him? Well, I can do like this. When I get here, I can get down on my knees and I can talk to God. And when my brother see me over here, he doesn't see me standing right here. He see me on my knees. Brothers and sisters, prayer has got to be an attitude. You got to have an attitude of prayer. And if you pray, God will answer your prayer. But you got to pray. You can't just pray Sunday morning when they come in here for devotion. You got to pray. Intentionally skip it or not. They said, blessed is the man that walketh in in the council of the ungodly. Stay with it. Let me let y'all get out of here. But listen to me. Listen to me. Just a couple more minutes. But, and you do know when a Baptist preacher say a couple more, you got 20. It begins with considering ungodly advice. Then it progresses to following the way of sinner. It culminates in adopting the attitude of those who live in proud, persistent rebellion against God's holy word. It is significant that all the verbs in that statement are in a tense that indicates that those who are blessed have made a once and for all commitment to live in obedience to God. A one-time commitment. In the tense of the verb in the Greek, it means that I'm making this decision in 19, well, y'all are 20. 2010. But now it's 2016, I got to still have the same belief. When you make a commitment to God, it's forever. You need to hold on to that commitment. You need to hold on to it. Does it mean difficult times not going to come? No, it's not. You heard that young lady said she's been married to me for 50-some years. Hey, she had some hard times. She just told y'all about the good times. I know she had the hard time because I gave her the hard time. And I say that as a saved man looking back at how I was when I wasn't saved. I'm regretful for it because I wasn't saved. I went to church. I went to church, but I wasn't saved. And it's, I ain't the only one. There's somebody in here now that you think you say. You wait till trouble comes in your life. You wait till you get that phone call late at night, your son's in jail. Or your uncle just got killed. You wait until they foreclose your house. You wait and then tell me that you say. You can't tell me you're saved. You got to show me you're saved. Because I'm not listening to you. I'm watching you live. That's what the devil does. He watch how we respond to it. Then he brings something else. We have to stay. If we're going to be that happy man, happy woman, we got to walk. You got to walk. And let me say this and try to get out your way. Paul wrote in Romans 12:1-2. Uh-huh. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It's all right for us to think about presenting an offering to God. If it's dead. If it's dead. He said a living sacrifice. When that trouble comes, I put my living body on the altar. And then when trouble comes, anytime I want to, I can crawl away. But he said, present your bodies a living sacrifice. That means I'm alive. And I know what's going to happen to me. But I'm alive because I'm a sacrifice. I presented my body as a living sacrifice to God, which is my reasonable service. I mean, this is what you ought to do anyway. Because let me see if I can help you out. Do you realize where the first breath came from? It said, when God, when he created man, said God leaned down and breathed to an office with a breath of life, and he became a living soul. God gave it to you, and God can take it away. Somewhere it says, Paul said to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. See, when I leave this old world, somebody said, this world is not my home. I'm just a stranger traveling through. You got to know where home is, and always be able to go back home. Somebody said, you ought to always leave home so you can always return. We were God's in the beginning, and we'll be his in the end if we allow him to walk with us and tabernacle with us. You have to understand that if you're going to be a blessed man and a happy man, you got to not walk with the scoundrel. You got to not sit with the surfer. You got to not stand with the ungodly. You just got to walk with God. And sometimes it'll seem like you're walking by yourself. But somebody said, a good man never goes anywhere by himself. When he goes somewhere, he always got somebody with him. And God said, Jesus, I will not leave you, not forsake you. He will always be there. But you got to allow him to come and tabernacle with you.
Amen.
When you allow God into your life, he'll make a difference in your life. But you have to let him in. They tell the story of a man drawing a picture of Jesus standing at the door. And Jesus was standing at the door knocking. And the man kept saying, come in. But Jesus never would come in. Because the knob to the door is on the inside. Hey, you got to open the door from the inside of your heart. Let him in. When you open the door and let him in, he'll come in. But you have to open the door from the inside. You have to let him in your heart. Then you can be a happy man. Everybody around you are not going to like you. He didn't say for us to like one another anyway. He said, love one another. By this will all men know that you are my disciple. I'm through. But Pastor Allen, I tried to think of something I could tell you that I felt like would stay with you and with St. Louis. And this is what I come up with. I don't have it in my notes, but I think I remember it. And saying this, I thought about this young man right here. And I don't even know. I don't know. It's the second time I think I've seen it. He beats up on this keyboard. If this keyboard had life in it, it'd be in Sacred Heart. Do it for God. Do it for God. They tell the story of this young boy who was a prodigy of a great musician. And he was having his first, what do you call it, concert. And he went out there, oh, and he played that thing. He played it good. And every number he played, the whole audience stood up and clapped. And when he played the last one, they stood up to clap. And they stood up for 5 minutes, just clapping, just standing ovation. The young man was standing there just like this. Never smiled and never bowed. He had been taught that when they're standing, if you back up and bow, they'll soon stop. He never did. See, y'all went to the wrong place. Y'all went to think he's wanting them to clap for him. He was looking. In the balcony was the teacher. The teacher had not stood up, not moved, not said a word. He was just in his seat, and he was just standing there looking up in the balcony at the teacher. And the audience still stood up and clapped for about 10 minutes, and he just stood there looking at the teacher. And all of a sudden, the teacher rose and bowed, and the young man said, yes. He turned and went back to the office. I said that to say this to you. Preach the word. If they clap, it's all right. If they don't clap, it's all right. Keep looking to the teacher. And when the teacher stands up, the
change. The doors of the church is open. There may be someone here today. They want to give your life to Christ. In the pardon of your sins, there may be someone today that want to get it right. I wouldn't wait till tomorrow because it's not promised to you. Won't you come? Won't you come? You may be saying, I'm tired of living like I'm living. I'm tired of walking in the counsel of the ungodly. I'm tired of standing in the way of the sinner. I'm tired of sitting in the seat of the Lord. Your life to Christ. That would be your opportunity. Or you may be saying, I have been in the church before, but I left. But I want to come back home. I faded away for a while, but I want to make things right with God. I realize I can't be a good man, I can't be a good woman, I can't be a good husband, I can't be a good wife without making it right with God first. Won't you come today?
But I didn't have to worry no more.
Well, you may be saying, I am saved and I'm not a backslider, but I need a church home.
Jesus.
If that's you, and that's several.
Give you some.
have $100 in here for you, and we have $500 in here for you.
She already done laid the ground. Ain't got to say all that other stuff. It's a real small token. Thank you. To you, Pastor. And from St. Luke Missionary Baptist Church to you, Pastor Allen, 1,000.
Are there any other presentations? In that order, St. Luke, at the church, will you stand? Pastor Allen, will you come and take your rightful place?
Amen. First of all, giving honor to God who's ahead of my life. It's been truly a blessing today. Through this whole day has been a blessing. Not just this day, but God had blessed me from the beginning. And I still give him honor, glory, and praise. He blessed me with some beautiful people here. He blessed me with some beautiful people that I left. And I still love Macedonia. That's my pastor. And I still love it with all my heart. And all the pastors that are sitting on the roster, Bishop and Pastor Stewart, my pastor, and anyone else. I saw Pastor Hawking, there is Pastor Hawking, glad you were able to make it. If there's any other pastors out there, we're glad to have you. Again, to God be the glory for all that he's done. Amen. And we're not going to prolong any time because Pastor Baggett has already preached. Amen. And I don't want to get up behind someone else. Amen. But before I go any further, I want to give my wife a chance to say a word or two if she would like to. Amen. And I know she's not going to come again. Want to also allow each pastor or minister would like to have something to say before we proceed. Again, we thank each and everyone for coming. We thank all the choirs that were here that sang beautiful songs. A couple of times I started to get up, I had to hold myself because there's a couple of choirs there. Young ladies that sang my song. I almost got up, but I had to restrain myself. I'm not gonna, and again, I thank Macedonia and all that came out. Okay, you can do that at this time. Oh. also, before I forget, I want to thank my grandson who's been doing the recording since we started this, and he's been doing an excellent job. He came and said he wanted to do it, and he's been doing great at it, and we thank him for it. We thank all the musicians that came. We ask you to continue to play, but play, be playing for God. Yeah. Let your will, let the blessing that he gave you, let it continue for him. And he will strengthen you. He will continue to lead and guide you. And one other thing, I forgot what it was now, is if I don't want to forget anyone, and I'm not going to call names, but I thank each and every one that came out. And on tomorrow night, if it's God's will, we're going to be having a revival starting at Fanny Missionary Baptist Church here in Century, and I'll be there for 4 nights, if it's God's will. And we're going to ask that if you're able to come out, please, ma'am, and please, sir, come out. And that's what we don't do too much more anymore, have revivals. We don't do it like we used to do it. Amen. I remember when we were coming up, the Baptists and the Pentecostal, we always got together. We had a great time. But we need to get back into that, getting back to the old time way. Amen. And if there's nothing else, we're going to proceed to ask you to stand, ask blessings on the food, and ask Pastor Baggy to come back with that. Amen.
Raise your hands. Father, we come now, we come to say thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for the opportunity to yet be alive. Thank you for the food that has been prepared for the nourishment of our bodies, and we dedicate our bodies to your service. We thank you for safe travel back to our destination. We pray that our homes are just like we left them, in your hands, and we thank you for that. Bless us now. We've come in to receive your word. May we go out now to serve your people. Now may the love of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with these thy people henceforth, now and forevermore. Amen. 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 And amen. God bless you.